Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. Singing and Other Sins is the only radio program in the world that focuses on art song, that fascinating assemblage of poetry set to music by a classical composer. This music is sung usually with piano accompaniment. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll hear songs of summer. Let's begin with Samuel Barber's Knoxville, Summer of 1915. The text is based on an autobiographical fragment by James Agee. This lasts a bit over 15 minutes, so sit back and take your imagination to a lazy summer night in Knoxville. Things are simple, but there are, even in 1915, characters and personalities to deal with.
With claws in your nest. Oh,
On this special summer edition of Singing in Other Sins, you heard Don Upshaw with the Orchestra of St. Luke's, conducted by David Zinman, in Barber's Knoxville, summer of 1915. I'm sure you're going to ask, are we going to hear the Nuit d'été, Summer Nights, of Berlioz? They're certainly beautiful, but in all of the songs that make up that set, there's not one mention of summer. So let's hear Another Sin, an instrumental piece that Dennis Moore discovered in Tchaikovsky's Seasons. We'll hear the best-known movement, a haunting, melancholic tune called June Barcarolle.
Thank you.
We just heard Tchaikovsky's June Barcarolle, performed by Vasily Primakov. Now let's return to the focus of Singing and Other Sins, Art Song, and enjoy Gerald Finzi's Summer Schemes.
When friendly summer calls again, a little fivers to these hills. We'll go, we too, to that arched pane of leafage where they bind their bills. Before they start to flood the plain with pavers, minims, shakes, and twills. We'll go, I sing, but who shall sing what may not chance before that day? Water spring from chinks, the scrubby copse's crown. And we shall trace there a creeping to where the cascade tumbles down and sends the bubbling groves to swing, and the ferns not quite but almost drown. But who may sing of what another moon will bring?
The baritone was Benjamin Luxon, and the pianist David Willinson in Finzi's Summer Schemes on this summer special edition of Singing and Other Sins. Let's remain with the English composers and hear In Summertime on Breedon by Graham Peel. Notice that though the poem begins in a happy summer memory, it moves to the passing of his fiancée. In Summertime on Bredon by Graham Peel was performed by Thomas Allen baritone with Jeffrey Parsons piano. Let's leave the world of art song for that of Haydn's oratorio, The Seasons. We'll hear the wonderfully evocative trio and chorus celebrating the rising of the sun.
Stop!
The Sunrise section from the summer portion of Haydn's The Seasons. We heard Marlis Petersen, soprano, Werner Gura, tenor, and Dietrich Henschel, baritone, with the Rias Chamber Chorus and the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra, conducted by René Jacobs. Many thanks to Mr. Moore for this suggestion. Now that we've made an excursion into the German-speaking world, let's hear how the youthful Erich Korngold set a song to summer. The poet begins with a nice description of the sounds and sights of summer, then there's obvious trouble in paradise, and finally the last strophe says, I sit and tremble, feeling my hours slip away, and I remain still and live while dreams weave their web around me. That late romantic lead from the teenage Korngold was sung by baritone Dietrich Henschel with pianist Helmut Deutsch. The young Alban Berg also wrote in that late romantic style, and his Sommertage, Summer Days with Orchestra, is a beautiful example of this genre. Once again, the poetry begins with the beauty of the summer days and nights, and wonders if his song can express his deep delight.
Sie
Berg's Summer Days was performed by Jesse Norman with the London Symphony Orchestra conducted by Pierre Boulez. Earlier I mentioned that it didn't feel right to play any of the Berlioz Nuit d'été, Summer Nights, because no song of the set even mentions summer. But that doesn't mean that in all French mélodie there isn't something about summer. Here's Fauré's Donc ce sera pas un clair jour d'été. Verlaine is the poet celebrating his forthcoming marriage. So on a bright summer day it shall be that you're lovelier still, and when evening comes the peaceful stars will look down on man and wife.
Parmi le satin et la soie, plus belle encore votre chère beauté. Le ciel tout bleu comme une haute tente frissonnera somptueux à l'ombre.
So on a bright summer day it shall be, from Fauré's Good Song, La Bonne Chanson, sung by baritone Gérard Souzet with Dalton Baldwin, piano. Earlier we heard the Graham Peel setting of Houseman's poem Breeden Hill. Let's now hear how George Butterworth and Arthur Somervell set the same poem.
Summertime on Breeden, the bells they sound so clear. Round both the shires they ring them in steeples far and near. A happy noise to hear. Here on a sun. Here, my love.
stole out unbeknownst.
George Butterworth and Arthur Somerville's Setting of Bredon Hill, sung by baritone Christopher Maltman with pianist Roger Vignoles in the Butterworth song, and Graham Johnson, the pianist, in Somerville's song. Let's close with Roger Quilter's setting of Love Calls Through the Summer Night with Lisa Milne, mezzo-soprano, and Anthony Rolfe Johnson, tenor. Graham Johnson is the pianist.
Singing his love and sorrow to the moon.
Been listening to the summer special on Singing and Other Sins. You can find the link to the archives at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. There you can also leave your suggestions and comments. I'm your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.